Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're going to begin with the 10th Cheshbon, and learning in our shul this week is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Leah Bas Ephraim. The Chovos HaLevavos now turns to a new way a person should think about himself or herself. And he says, this morning, let's take a look at the thought process that a person has with his soul to realize that God sees everything. Not only that which we show God through our actions, but God has the ability to know what our thoughts, our intentions, our emotions are all about. And God doesn't only think and see all of this, He remembers it all. If that's the case, when we think about the fact that God sees and remembers everything, including our thoughts, then we're going to work hard to correct our thoughts. And how does one go ahead and correct thoughts? One has to work around to change on one's thoughts and one's attitudes as they apply to life. How does one engage that, says the Chovos HaLevavos? We'll start to think about the following. Let's say you had a person in your life who you wanted to have a positive impression of you. You would do your best, says the Chovos HaLevavos, to concentrate all your thoughts on trying to please that person. You would do your best to make sure that that person shouldn't see you doing something that would otherwise disgust the person. Why? Because what becomes the number one priority in your life is to get that person's opinion of you to be a positive one. In the world of addiction, the exact opposite happens. Depending on what the addictive substance is, the substance becomes just so overwhelming that one's whole life revolves around attaining the substance, whether it be gambling and the thrill that comes from taking the chance and the win, whether it be food, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol. All that a person is shooting for is that lull or that high or that opportunity to be out of the world that one's in. And so everything else falls by the wayside because we're going after that one particular high. I was listening to one of my Rebbeim, Rav Yaakov Neuberger, present to my course on rabbis this week, and he pointed out that in the society that we're living in today, in the system where people have, on the one hand, such a tremendous amount, at the same time, there is just such an emptiness and a purpose in life. We have unfortunately replaced desires and opportunities to make God happy, to have purpose that keeps us on a homeostatic balance in everything we do, l'shem shamayim, and filled it instead with a never-ending chase to achieve stuff. And with it has become a tremendous amount of addiction, much more than we've ever seen in society before. Part of that is due to availability. But more than that, it has come because there is not just the opportunity, but the desire to fill what is otherwise identified as an emptiness. Perhaps in today's component, and maybe something we should think about today, is how often do we take time out of our schedule to think to ourselves, what am I doing in my life? What am I doing not to fill it? to fill in emptiness, but instead to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to think that He's watching whatever I'm doing anyway. So why don't I do what I do so that I can give Him a positive impression on me? If we start to look at that and think about it at least 2, 3, 4 times a day, for like a second each, when you're at a lull, before you go ahead and just take a break, maybe before you eat, and go sit back and enjoy it. We can certainly start changing the way we bring God into our lives and how we fill those empty moments. If we can do that, then not only will today be a great day, but we will achieve many more purposeful great days in the process. Have a wonderful, terrific day.